There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking about the business of property now. Meg Property Developers has just launched a new payment scheme where would-be homeowners are paying 120 dirhams a day to secure themselves a property. We're going to find out how that works now with the company's CEO, Talal Al-Ghara. Talal, it's lovely to have you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, everyone.
Do you want to talk us through this new scheme? Tell us exactly what you're offering.
So actually, Meg Property Development is offering a different payment plan into the market with a different projects, and we found out that we have to stand different in the market and to see what kind of segments that we keep selling into the next 2 to 3 years. So if we found out that the small amounts payments, it will help a lot, because a lot of people love and enjoy the time of living in Dubai, but they want to own a property, but the payment plan is complicated or the bank's process is complicated. So we have came up with an idea to launch most properly in 80 to 90% of our projects. It's going to be 10 years and 15 and 20 years payment plan. And the other part, which also we found, it's also complicated for the international market or the local market, is the other expenses which is hidden during the construction or on the construction or post the construction or post the handover. So we also studied to include everything into the price and to make it into 10 to 15 to 20 years payment plan. That's why we came up with an average of 120 dirhams per day, and it's 120 dirhams and below. So it's not started from. So we have some apartments, it will go to 95 dirhams per day. The plan, it work in a way that they pay at 10%, and after that it follow with 13% during construction over 30 months and 7% on handover. So if you take this 30% and you divide it in your payments, it will come to a daily, weekly, monthly, or quarterly to make it more easy and to engage as much as we can people really to come and to invest into the real estate market. That's how we thought about it, and that's how we wanted to launch it, and how we want to support the whole categories into the market, even like people. That's why we came with 95 dirhams, 100 dirhams, 120 dirhams. So I'll spend a meal a day, or I'll spend on my property. So we want to reach to that level of thinking with people to engage them investing into the real estate market.
Okay, let's break this down a little bit further. If it's going to apply to potentially 80 to 90% of your properties, does that mean it will apply to some properties that are already built as well as those that are off plan?
Yes, we already launched it in Mac 5 Dubai South. It's already a 10 years payment plan. You pay 75,000 dirhams for 2 bedroom and you move in immediately.
And when you're talking about the 10% down,
10%, it can be down payment, or it can be split up to 3 to 4, or over the 30 month of the project's completion.
So I could effectively walk in and give you 100 dirhams and start the process?
It can, but it should have a down payment. The down payment is to secure the processing with the government, with us, to register the properties and to go there. It may not to be 10%. If someone wants to pay 5%, it will be acceptable.
When you talk about this 100, we'll say 120 dirhams a day for argument's sake, but I know you've said some can be less. Is that just a clever accounting, a way of thinking about how much you're paying? Or would you actually accept daily payments from me?
No, I accept daily payments from you, and that will be linked to our credit cards and to different networks. We are already in the process, and we took all approvals on the process to save the cards or the accounts, and we deduct daily from your account.
How does that work if I need to get a mortgage, though? I might not have an extra 100 dirhams a day every single day at my disposal.
You can do it weekly or monthly, the payments that can be discussed on that. That's why when we created the payment plan, we didn't want to make it also complicated with the amount that you will pay during the construction, which is 30% only, and 70% post the handover.
But have you got banks on board with this? I'm picturing me sitting down with my bank and explaining, I just need you to give me 120 dirhams a day for the next 15 years, and them getting a little bit head scratchy about it.
We don't, is it from a security wise, or can you explain it to me more?
I still need to find 75,000 dirhams if I'm buying the property you
yes.
mentioned. I may still need to go to the bank for that, even if we're breaking it down into daily amounts, mm-hmm. because I have expenses. Mm-hmm. I already have outgoings. Mm-hmm. How do I go and explain to my bank that this is what we're doing and how it's working? Have you signed banks up for this?
Yes, we do have banks with us, but even the payment that you have to pay, the down payment or the other payments, there's no bank will give you this amount, because always the bank is requesting for 25% down payment, and then they will finance the 75%.
So as I understand it, with these payment plans, you're basically doing away with the need for a bank. When I bought my house on an off plan, I took out a mortgage from a bank, and
yes.
and they lent me some of the money.
Yes.
If I come to buy a property from you today, I don't need a bank, because you're going to do the payment plan for me. I just sign a contract with you.
You don't need anyone.
So you're effectively financing the property for me in
yes.
practical terms.
Yes.
And the deposit I need isn't 25%, which I need for a bank, or 50% when I bought my house off plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10% to you. So I still need a bit of a deposit, just not as much.
As I said, it's 10% down payment and 13% during the construction. So your payments is around 23% during the 3 years and 7% on completion of the project. So the total amount that you pay is around 30%. And 70% over 10 and 15 and 20 years, yes, we are doing something similar what the bank is offering to the market, but in our way, and we have included everything into the plan. We have included the service charge, we have included the DLD, we have everything is included, all the package is including everything. So you only pay me, over the 10 or 15 or 20 years, you only pay me a fixed daily, monthly payment.
Is it working? Are people signing up? You've been in the real estate business for 40 years here. You know it's a soft market at the moment.
Yes, actually the market is not always, I see the market is soft and hard and whatever is it. And for me, I always see the market positive, and I always see that there is a potential into the market. You only need to know how to manage the area in your market and how to understand how I'm going to launch or develop any of my projects into the market needs. Because we did a test on one of our projects in Dubai, and we got, like, when we did the lease to own concept, you pay 75,000 dirhams and you move in, we get a huge demand from the market, and we sold out in 35 days, like 66 units, two bedroom, worth of 1.1 million dirhams. So we found out that there is a potential in the market. There is also a headache when it comes to the process and the approvals and the mortgage and all kind of these things. And we have created some packages which you don't need any of the approvals from anyone. We guarantee 15 minutes to finish your process and your approval, and you own a property.
I'm just going to start firing questions at you that people are messaging in. And
You're welcome.
One of the biggies. Shalisha asks, what counts as a default? If you're paying daily, what counts as a default? And then what happens if someone defaults?
Actually, our sales and purchase agreement is going to be very clear with our investors and customers for the next years. We charge a percentage on the delay payment. If, let's say, you delay a day or a month, we charge you around 1% on that payment as a penalty fees. But most probably, we never charge anyone.
But what's the point that you actually say to me, I'm sorry, you're in default, this is no longer your property?
We can't say it, and we don't do it.
But if that seems extraordinary. So if I move in and then just don't pay for 3 years, surely...
Yes, there is a limit for the payments between me. There is a limit for the payments. Okay, I'll accept 3 months, I'll accept 6 months. But if it's go beyond that, then I have to take the legal action.
Then there will be repossession as there would be with a default on a conventional home loan.
Yes, as per the authorities and the regulation in the country.
Here's another question we're getting in from many people. When is ownership transferred? In all of this, if I'm paying daily, when is it legally mine?
From the first day you pay the down payment.
Another question here. What happens if I decide to sell midway? How does that work? Is it as normal?
You can sell it after you pay your 10% immediately.
Zaid asking whether or not there is a balloon payment at the end of the payment plan.
No, there is no any balloon payment. We will guarantee for you that this is your daily or monthly payment that you're going to pay over the years.
Someone else asking, what happens if I actually want to pay it off all at once? If I inherit some money, get a chunk from somewhere, will it end up being cheaper to do so?
100. Yes, he will take a discount on early settlements payments.
Now, there's two different things that you're offering. Some of your properties are off plan. They're not built yet. They'll be handed over in 2021, say. Mm-hmm. You have some properties, though, that are ready to move in, and anyone could give you 50,000-75,000 dirhams, depending on the value of the property, and move in, maybe not tomorrow, but in the next couple of weeks or so. If we look at your portfolio, how much is off plan, not built yet, and how much is ready to move in this year?
Off plan, we have around $4 billion dirhams projects, which is under construction as MAC City and MBL and MAC 318. And ready properties, we have around 700 million dirhams.
So the majority is off plan?
Yeah, majority is off plan, yes.
A couple of questions. We'll finish with this, Talal, about transparency. Asking how one would find out the rate of interest that you have factored in. If you get mortgage, if you do it conventionally, mm-hmm. you know, okay, this is how much the building is, this is how much I'm paying in interest to the bank because of the mortgage. How does one figure out with you how much is the value of the property and how much is the interest that's factored into this plan?
Actually, everything that we have designed into the package or the plan, it have everything. To be honest, we are not in a place to talk about the property price, and that's one of the plan's idea. The main important thing is how much you're going to pay monthly or weekly or quarterly. So the property price will come on the end.
But people need to know the value of an asset that they're buying for numerous reasons.
Yes, they can know it from the beginning, but the whole idea behind it is the whole payment plan. It didn't came just the developer, he wanted to do 10 times profit, or the whole plan, it came to support the market needs of today. The idea just came from a plan which we did it for unready properties, and it worked out. And it worked out in 35 days. So from that idea, we start to create a new concepts to the market and to the market's need. Yes, there is a property price for the studio and the one bedroom and the townhouses. But the whole package has been created to make everything included the project. Every single dirham that you need to pay over the 20 years is included in the price. So you don't pay interest, you don't get processing fees, you don't pay DLD, you don't pay service charge, you don't pay any of these expenses. So you only pay a fixed monthly amount or a daily amount over the 23 years because you have 3 years construction and 20 years post-handover. So the total is 23 years. So we have designed everything into the reasonable life of payments or the price of the unit. So we didn't go beyond our thinking, and we are not just creating a payment plan of 120 dirhams just to attract the people. No, we have created something really, the majority is to support the market from buying a real estate.
Oh no, I hear that. I guess I'm saying if someone needs to insure it, someone needs to include it in a will, someone's looking to sell it on, you need to know the value.
Yeah, they will have the value because from the first day it have the insurance, the life insurance. So from the first day for sure he's going to know that he bought this property for this price and this is the life insurance for his property which will be covered during the construction on the developer.
I mean, I guess you'd rather have it like the old school days in 2005 when people just turned up with suitcases of cash. That was probably easier.
I don't. To be honest, I don't look at 2004 or 5 or 6 or 8, and I'm not looking for the people who's having the cash. I'm looking for the people really, really who want to buy a property. That's why I customized the payment plan for him to make him comfortable of coming and buying a property in Dubai. If you ask me as a developer, what's your benefits? I'll tell you everyone, like even the board members, like, hey, stop, where are you going? I said, yes, there is two things in this market. Either you want to stay with your old school thinking, as you said now, in 2005, there is a bag, cash coming, investors here, nobody care, a lot of money's come, or you need to think in your situation today, where we are and where is the technology and the new generation and the people who's living in Dubai, where we are going. So here I'm a developer. Yes, I need to create a 5 years payment plan for the people to buy a property comfortable, which is the 30% of the property, and the 70 over the 10, 15, 20 years. Today I have a project. I'm handing over this year around 2,200 units. I don't have a lot of defaults with my clients. Out of the 2,200, I have 6% default. And this 6%, I never, ever canceled anyone in Dubai Land Department. I went and I asked the collection to sit with everyone to give them post-handover payment plan. How much you have to pay? Somebody told me, I have money, but I need to pay over the 2 years. No problem. Case to case. And we study it very well. We ask our questions and we make our instigation to make sure that this person, yes, he really needs the support. So we do all kind of this thing. So, and
Talal, we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. We've gone over time because it's
just this
discussion.
1 second is also the big issue when somebody do an investment over the 2 years or 3 years. The problem is the final payment, which I already fix it. You don't need to go to bank. Already you have the 15, 20, and any time you want to pay and do an early settlement, you will get the discount that. It's really, you'll get the whole discount.
Talal Al-Ghadar, very passionate CEO of Meg Property Developers.
I appreciate that.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.